Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, November 7th, 2025. First up today, we're going to hear from Kathy Kilrain Del Rio from the policy team at Maine Equal Justice. They had a press conference on Thursday morning talking about the new guidance on SNAP benefits and how that's impacting people who receive them. So we'll have part of that today, we have some upcoming events, and we'll hear more from Maine Equal Justice on Monday.
As you know, this week, the Trump administration sent guidance to state agencies here in Maine, notifying them that the USDA would only be sending money to cover partial benefits for SNAP participants. They initially told states to reduce those benefits based on a calculation, reducing the maximum benefit by 50%. Then, last night, just a day later, they sent updated guidance directing states to reduce the maximum benefit by 35%. This partial benefit release is a choice that the federal government, in particular the Trump administration, is making. From the guidance from the judges, they were told that they could use funds from other sources to fully meet the needs of SNAP participants this month. And they have chosen to move money around for certain other programs, but they are making a choice to not meet that need today and to only send out these partial benefits, which is creating all of this harm and concern. Families were already struggling before this moment. SNAP does not pay for an entire month's worth of food for families or individuals. Many families were already having to make hard choices about what bills to pay in order to make sure that they were fed, how to meet rising housing costs and still feed their families, even with full SNAP benefits. Without full benefits, those families are making even harder choices today. And we know, because we've talked to people, that there are parents choosing not to eat in order to save money so they have it when they don't get their full benefit this month and they can feed their kids. We know that there are workers who are going to be less productive because they're going to be going to work hungry. We know that there are seniors who are not going to be eating the healthy food they need to continue to stay in their homes and thrive because of the choices they're going to have to make by this decision to only partially fund the SNAP benefits this month. And that decision lies fully with the Trump administration. They had other choices and they chose to do this.
That was Kathy Kilrain Del Rio from the policy team at Maine Equal Justice. You can learn more at maineequaljustice.org, and we'll have more on Monday. Just a few quick announcements before we go today, though, a few upcoming events. The Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine and University of Maine Students for a Democratic Society are sponsoring forums in Orono tonight and tomorrow. Actually, the one tonight's in Orono, the one tomorrow's in Bangor, on Standing in Solidarity, Educating for Justice in Palestine. They say, quote, these will be two community events to raise awareness of the Israeli occupation, apartheid policies, and the Gaza genocide claiming over 67,000 lives since October of 2023. Through expert speakers, testimonies, and discussion and Q&A, we'll counter misinformation and build empathy for Palestinian human rights, and we'll also analyze the proposed U.S.-backed, in quotation marks, peace plan. End quote. The events are free and open to the public. There'll be one in Orono at the Wilson Center tonight from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's at the University of Maine at the Wilson Center. And in Bangor at the Public Library on Saturday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. The City of Ellsworth is looking for community members to help with their Downtown Cleanup Volunteer Day on Saturday. And you can get in touch with them at heartofellsworth.org. And finally, the Challenger Learning Center is holding their e-waste fall fundraiser this weekend. They'll have e-waste drop-off in their parking lot on Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 11. That's in Bangor, and you can find out more about that at astronaut.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.